Welcome to the Little Listener's Library. My name is Amelia. This time, I am going to read a book called I'm Almost Never Bored, written by Anna Milburn and illustrated by Orsa Gilland. So, are you ready to listen? Let's go. I'm hardly ever bored. I'm a busy, busy bee most of the time. There's school and dance class and ukulele lessons. And then there's screen time with so many cartoons to watch and games to play. But when Daddy says, "That's enough screen time for now, sweetheart," the fun stops. And everything feels slow and boring. I have nothing whatsoever to do. So I ask Daddy, "Will you play a game with me?" "Maybe later," Daddy says. "I have to unpack these boxes. Can you play by yourself for a little bit?" Oh, I let out a wail. "I'm bored." You know what Daddy says? "Oh, that's great." And he's even smiling. Then he says, "You see, being bored comes right before having a really good idea." Ugh, I sigh loudly. But then a big box catches my eye. What if it's not just a box? It could be a magic train. I grab my coloured pens and I draw controls all over the box. "Ready?" I say to Mr. Unicorn. We crawl inside. I press all the buttons, boop, 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 and I turn all the dials, whiz, whiz, whiz. Zoom! We're off. After a while, with the bumpity bump bump, we stop. Where have we landed? Mr. Unicorn and I pop out to see. It's a land of wibbly wobbly jellies. So we bounce, bounce, bounce around on them. Next, we come to a wavy, wavy sea full of sharks. We find a boat and we row, row, row. Then we jump onto clouds and we float, float, float along until we find a magic door. We slip through the door back home to Daddy. Next day, it's Mummy's turn to look after me, but she has to work. "Mummy, will you play with me?" I ask. "Not just now, sweetie. I have to finish this," she says. "I'm so bored," I moan. And Mummy says, "It's okay to be bored sometimes. Being bored comes right before having a really good idea." "I don't have a good idea," I said crossly, and draw a big, angry scribble. I stare at my scribble. "It looks a bit like a tangly spaghetti monster." What if it was real? It looks like a very hungry spaghetti monster. Quickly, I draw 1, 2, 3, 4 grapes and a very big orange, some cupcakes, a slice of pizza, and a giant ice cream. But the monster still looks hungry. It might eat me up too. I escape from my drawing back to Mummy, who says, "Time for lunch," And guess what we're having? Spaghetti! Another day, I'm helping Daddy to do the laundry. I can't think of anything to play.
I'm bored, I groan.
And Daddy says, that's okay. Being bored comes right before a really good, but I'm not listening anymore. I'm watching the washing machine go round and round. What if we were spinning through space? Come on, Mr. Unicorn, I cry, and we whiz past a planet of odd socks. Whee! We're heading towards a big planet. What if I crash land right back in my own garden? Boing! I'm lying there, wondering what to do next, and I'm just about to feel bored when I notice some teensy bugs all marching through a gap in the grass. And I wonder, what if I was teensy and they were huge?
Hello there, says a juggling beetle.
We're working on our acts for the Funny Bug Circus. The acrobatic ants whirl me up high into the air. Whee! Hold tight! Away she goes. Right onto my swing. And up pops the boy from next door, saying,
I'm bored. You look like you're having fun. Can I play?
Sure, I say. I'm almost never bored. You know why? Because being bored comes right before having a really good idea. The end. This is a great story because we all get bored sometimes. But like the daddy and mummy in this story say, it can be a good thing to be bored. I wonder if you can think of a time when you have been bored, but then you had a fun idea and have done something really exciting. Like made a robot out of some empty cardboard boxes, or pretended to be a pirate, jumping from island to island looking for treasure, jumping from cushion to cushion on the floor. See if you can tell a grown-up or a friend all about it. I hope you enjoyed this story and we'll see you again soon.